when you cannot buy. Finding a way when you cannot see. Man with this system, he cannot pray. I need to find relief.
What's good, y'all, and welcome back to another episode of Peace of Mind, where we value our health, our body, and our time. And I'm not gonna lie to y'all, it has been a while since I recorded a podcast episode. 2 months, in fact, so that's pretty crazy, but nonetheless, I'm glad to be back recording, expressing my thoughts, expressing my feelings, expressing my last season, and at the same time offering my tips, my thoughts, my suggestions on well-being, positivity, optimism, and how to navigate certain challenges, at least that come from my perspective, because all of us live very unique and customized lifestyle. So I do want to iterate that. For this specific episode called Just Keep Rolling, this is my third time recording this episode. The first two times I tried to record it outside for a different vibe for the visuals. However, the background noise was a bit distracting where I don't believe that y'all were going to be able to hear my voice. And as y'all can see, I'm a tad bit rusty with my communication, but nonetheless, I'm excited to be recording. I'm excited to be providing my truth. So let's get straight into it without a further ado. First, there's just a couple of things that I want to hit and reflect on that have been going on in the past 2 months in my life. Good things, challenging things, obstacles. Just the life of Christopher J. Clements in the season of March to May. And then I want to provide some advice on what Just Keep Rolling means to me, at least. Y'all know that I'm a roller skater, so I had to find a way to combine the two together. So the first thing that I will say is my Reaper's trip with Tomb. Tomb is my fraternity brothers, my chapter brothers, and my line brothers. We all crossed in spring 20, the class of COVID, but my brothers and I are extremely close and always. So every year we go on a yearly Alphaversary trip. I think that the year before last, and we didn't go somewhere every year, might I add, but the year before last we went to a cabin at one of our line brothers' cribs, and then this year we went to Denver, Colorado, which was extremely fun. 7 out of 9 of us were able to make it. Shout out to Brandon Mahone, who was my ace, who was not able to make it because he's in the med industry and school currently. And shout out to my great 8, Samuel Kennedy, who was also in med school. One with the desires of being a physical therapist, and the second with the desires of being a medical doctor. So extremely happy and understanding of why they couldn't be in support during the weekend that we chose. As we get older, times start to get more difficult, but nonetheless, I enjoyed the trip to Denver, Colorado. It was really, really fun. We went skiing. Skiing can be a lot. Just ask Armani. But it was cool. It was a great time. Half of us skied, half of us snowboarded, just spending the time with my brother's camaraderie. It was not all perfect, just as nothing is. We definitely had our arguments and frustration, but we had our amazing moments too. Just how, in my opinion, brothers and family communicate and can sometimes challenge each other's nervous systems at times. But I'm extremely happy that we got together and that we're having this tradition of getting together and valuing that once a year with how fast time continues to go by. So I look forward to next year. My boat is for us to do a cruise because it's simple. It's a package. We will be able to spend time with each other and it's not too far to go. So I think we'll be able to bond even more than we typically do. Some of my LBs are not fond of cruises and would prefer for us to go out of the country. But I think that's something that we can do as the years progress and our financial situations increase as a collective as well. So we will see. Obviously, we'll keep y'all up to date on that. But moving on to the next topic, I have still been roller skating. Roller skating has been my muse. Roller skating has been my vice. I love roller skating, y'all. It allows me to get away. It allows me to escape from reality. It allows me to escape from Earth and just diminish all of the challenges and obstacles that I go through, whether that's a day-to-day basis, weekly basis, or when things come my way. Directly under God, might I add, is probably the next best remedy and solution for myself that allows me the true opportunity to be myself, express myself from a dancing standpoint, be around like-minded individuals, feel a part of a community that I'm truly meant and destined to be a part of. So roller skating at face level is just, you know, an entertainment event, but I definitely have made it so much more. It is a part of who I am as a person. I've been roller skating since I was young. I've taken photos at a roller skate rink because when I'm frustrated, mad, upset, sad, nervous, anxious, I go to the rink and all of my emotions seem to vanish, and without acknowledgement as well. As soon as I get in there, I forgot that I even remembered, and as soon as I leave, in some situations they do come back, but I have to always give a positive affirmation and communication style to the realm of which is roller skating and all of the amazing people that have come as a result of me being a part of that world and community and culture. So shout out to the roller skaters. Next, I started a new project at Deloitte. I am doing work with HBCUs. As y'all might know, I am a marketing consultant, so unfortunately I can't speak on my work to the T. I have signed NDAs. However, we are doing a engagement with a client that allows us to integrate HBCUs together. It is extremely fun project. It is an extremely passion project. It's in the nonprofit space for Black people. So really being on this project at Deloitte was God's gift to me after speaking to him and wanting to serve on something that I was passionate, something that makes me fulfilled, and something that gives me a sense of purpose and understanding of knowing who I'm talking to, why I'm talking to them, and how to help charge the narrative. So it's amazing. When I can say more, I will say more. I've been on this project for 2 months. I plan on being on this project for the rest of the year to see how it can continue to impact my life in a positive way, in a positive standpoint, and how I can attend some of these HBCUs and share my vision, not only as a enthusiasts of HBCUs in Black culture, but also attending a PWI that allows me to vouch and advocate for Black love, Black culture, Black resilience, Black knowledge, Black purpose, even more than I already do. There's so many spaces in the DE&I space and the Black cultural space that I have made commitments to because of my love for my race, my ethnicity. So I definitely wear this sweatshirt. It's called HBCUV. HBCUV is Historically Black College and University. The V stands for virtual, for those who didn't know what the acronym is. And you can go on my HBCUV.org. It is ran by UNCF. And with that being said, UNCF stands for United Negro College Fund. Amazing organization, amazing people, ambitious people, passionate people, purpose-driven, destiny-oriented individuals. I am very thankful and grateful to be around such amazing companies. So I, for lack of better words, have prayed on my project and client engagements at Deloitte of being able to work on something that I can see and resonate with the impact at which is being established in the world and in my community, and I am honestly doing just that. So that's one of my answered prayers that I'm just being grateful and thankful for, and trying not to ask for too much once we get something. You know, it can sometimes feel like on to the next, or okay, I got this, thank you God, I appreciate that, for those who are religions or those who abide by the religion, which is Christianity. But just sitting in the moment and being with the times of what we ask for is also something that I'm trying to be more grateful for. I think living in the moment can be a tad bit difficult for me, for internal challenges in general, but something that I am consciously working on day in and day out. Whether that's me on FaceTime, me and my friends or family or colleagues present instead of multitasking and trying to get multiple things done at the same time. So I look forward to that continued work and we'll keep y'all updated on that as well. Which brings me into my next topic of pickleball. It is the summer. I have not played pickleball in a couple of weeks, which is unfortunate, but I really do love pickleball. Pickleball is just one of those things that I wanted to shout out that I play with my friends, whether that's Nashant, whether that's Tayo, the Bozos, people in general. But pickleball really gives me the opportunity to like go outside, hang outside. It's definitely, I would say, it's trending, but I think the trend is here. People are playing. It's a consistent thing. There's tournaments. I've never been involved in an actual tournament, but I would like to play in one sooner than later. And yeah, if you haven't done so before, I definitely would get more knowledge and try it out. What is pickleball, might you add? In my opinion, I'm not going to explain it correctly, but I think it's a miniature tennis, or they definitely have a lot of similarities where you can play one-on-one or you can play doubles two-on-two. And I think it's a game to 11, and I'm not going to explain the scoring on this podcast because that would get extremely confusing. But you go back and forth with the idea of ensuring that your opponent doesn't hit the ball back on your side, and the paddles are way smaller than tennis rackets, and you use wiffle balls as well. So I'm a competitive person. I like competitive sports. I think that it's really cool the fact that another activity entered the market and is being like accepted. So I love it. I want to keep playing soon. Hopefully when I get back from my trip, which I'll talk about a little later, I'll get the opportunity to devote some time to that since I've been extremely busy as of late. So coolio. Next thing is this. I should have put this with my Reaper trip and my Alpha, my fraternity, but I recently had a Zeta Pi 55th anniversary, and if you don't know what that means, the Zeta Pi 55th is my chapter that I entered for Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated at the University of Georgia. So every 5 years, we get together, older brothers, younger brothers, newly initiates, everybody who identifies and is the official member of the Zeta Pi chapter of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. I need to slow down. Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated typically comes to this 5-year event. Since we haven't seen each other so long, we know that time goes by extremely fast, extremely quickly. We do our elections, we indulge in brotherhood and camaraderie and memories and stroll and take photos and drink and eat and live in each other's presence. It's honestly a very remarkable sight, just learning, hearing more, seeing more, understanding different cultures and generations of how businesses operated and how new things have come into market. So this was my first one. I joined the fraternity and the chapter in 2020. So I believe the last one, if I'm not mistaken, was 2019 or somewhere around that time period. My brain is not 100% aligned right now. So I believe it was 2019, and it was a great sight for me getting to attend my first one. And another reason why I'm putting this in the podcast is because one of my pearls, who were the chapter founders and charter members of my chapter at the University of Georgia, there were 7 of them. One of them transitioned into our Omega chapter, and our Omega chapter is reserved for deceased brothers who have transitioned from Earth. And that's why, in my opinion, I think that it's important to value the time and relationships that you have with everyone in life, because I literally took a photo with him. I was having conversations with him. He was an older gentleman. I'm not sure how old, but with him crossing in 1968, I can only imagine that with him crossing in 1968 1969, I can only imagine that 79 89 99 2009 2019, that was 55 years ago plus his age of 20, so maybe he was like mid 70s, heading towards his later 70s, really just enjoying the time, capturing and documenting the moments, because you never know when you'll get another one. I think that sometimes we can think that we live on borrowed time or guaranteed time, or we'll do this in 2 years or we'll do this in 4 years, but we never truly know. That's something that I've never been scared of, the concept of or element of death. A lot of people don't even like saying that word, to be honest, because of the energy it can possess, but for something about it, I like to embrace it, and I'm exhilarating of it because it allows me to live life a lot more and cherish and value each and every day. So I would love to hear your perspective on that, if you share a different point of view. I welcome that, I embrace that, but all in all, I say that to say, I give my respect and my blessings to him and to his family, and that he's well as he's transitioned, and remembering that it's best to optimize and maximize and fulfill each day that we get the chance. And that doesn't mean doing something 24 out of 24 hours of the day, but ensuring that you're doing you and you're showing up as you each and every day. So shout out to Big Brother Pearl Alonzo Wilson. You are forever in my memories. You are forever in my prayers. I love you, and I'm thankful for everything that you've done to pave the way for our chapter and our fraternity at a predominantly white institution where stakeholders were not necessarily fond of ingesting black culture at a segregated institution around that time frame. So, thank you. Next on the docket, I went to Houston. I won't say too much about Houston. I went mid-April. I was supposed to get baptized when I was here in Houston, but since it's a mega church, Willard Baptist Church, with Dr. Cosby, who's also an alpha, if you don't know of that church, but they only do their baptism once a month because of how huge it is. So unfortunately, I couldn't go when I went back in April, but I do still plan on getting baptized sooner than later. It's a personal goal of mine to show a public display of faith of how God and Jesus and my prayers and faith are a huge part of my life and my navigation. So I will keep y'all updated on that. It's been on my mind. I want to find a consistent church home here in Gwinnett or in a nearby area, because when I was in Houston, I had one, and since I moved back last October, it's been a tad bit difficult and challenging to find one that I've been a little resonating with. So I'm not giving up the fight or devastated, but something that I'm looking forward to and excited to continue once that connection happens. I still read my Bible and do my daily devotionals on the Bible app, which are really, really good. And I'll do different Bible plans with friends and family and colleagues. So I really love staying in Jesus' name every day. I do my Bible plans in the mornings, and I pray on a weekly basis as well. So, next thing about this, I interviewed for a new role at a huge tech company and made it to the final round. Unfortunately, I did not get it. It is okay. I am not heartbroken. I think that at the time I was devastated because it was something that I really, really wanted, and I was sure and confident that it was my time period and time frame to attack and collect that. However, it wasn't. God's timing is the best timing, but I did learn a lot about myself through the interview process and how to, in my personal opinion, optimize my experience. I did really, really well, but it was an extremely competitive process. And for those who don't know what the STAR method is, it's a way for you to answer interview questions so you're not rambling, and to ensure that you're maximizing the answer maximizing the answer to the question that you're being asked. So for those who don't know, what is the STAR method? The STAR method stands for situation, task, action, result. And in your head, you want to start conditioning your brain to answer in that format. That way the interviewer can gather all of the information that they need to assess you based off of your fit. So let's do a small role play. Tomorrow, I am supposed to be going to Jamaica, but I left my passport. What would you do? So the situation here would be you're going to Jamaica tomorrow, May 25th, but you left your passport. And the task is what specifically? And you want to clarify that task. So then the interviewer say something along the line. The task is for you to get your passport before your boarding time at 9 a.m. to ensure that you can get on the flight and make it to Jamaica. So I'll be like, okay, thank you. I understand what I am supposed to be doing specifically. So with that being said, some of the actions I'm going to take is one, figure out how far my passport is away from me now. Is it an hour? Is it 30 minutes? Am I able to drive back and get it? Will I miss my plane? If I'm the one to drive back, maybe my mom or my father or a family member or a friend or someone who lives nearby can go and we can meet halfway to cut the cost and cut the time. Well, not the cost, but cut the time. That way we meet there. Or is there a way that somebody can send me a picture of the information? Maybe I can ask one of the desk representatives. Are there any other ways that I can do without having my physical passport, right? So I'm throwing a lot of ideas and examples at you at that action part, but you're supposed to bucket them into three things that you think are most confident or most concrete for you to present to your interviewer. And you can ask for time to get that action bucket because it typically takes the longest. But once you do so, they might ask you follow-up questions, or you might have follow-up questions based off of that, right? When do I need it by? Etc. When do I need it by? How many people are going on the trip? Things of that magnitude. That way you can have a holistic picture. And then once you get that passport, that's where the results come in. So as a result of me meeting my mom halfway to obtain my passport, I will have my physical copy and be able to board the plane to Jamaica by 9 a.m. So that is a stringed out answer, but I wanted to break it up in parts of like what that looks like and just how important that method is for any hypothetical or open-ended questions. If they're saying something like, Chris, can you tell me about roller skating? You don't need to do the STAR method for roller skating because that's about you, your personality, who you are as a person. But when you're answering hypotheticals and open-ended, basically questions that are not about you, it's best to use that oldie but goodie because it ensures that you're going to get everything you needed. And if it doesn't, you can ask them if they have any follow-up questions. Cool. Next on my list, my last thing on my list is God has really been keeping my spirit afloat through everything. There has been some pluses, some minuses. There has been some wins and losses in this season. But at the very end of the day, because the day must end, I am so thankful and so grateful for it all. And when, you know, I grow old and I transition and I'm no longer here, I want to live a life of authenticity, a life of purpose-driven, destiny-driven, where I'm allowing God to sit in the passenger seat. I always typically go back and forth and say, is God in the driver's seat or is God in the passenger seat? In my personal opinion, I feel like God is in the passenger seat because at the end of the day, I'm to carry out His mission. I'm to carry out His purpose, right? He doesn't control my body, and I think He places thoughts on my head, like podcasting in this well-being repository, but He places thoughts in my head of how I can contribute positively to society, to communities, to giving back, to sharing my knowledge and expertise through a multitude of different ways, whether that's the UGA mentor program or me being the D&I recruiting lead for Texas A&M. Like, I really love pouring back because that's what fulfills me during that work. So shout out to God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, for everything that I've encountered as of late since renewing my faith mid of 2023, probably around that May, June, July time period. It definitely was a lot, but I am so grateful and thankful for every day that I was exposed to, because I just don't know if my faith would have been as strong, or I would have been interested as making it as strong as it is if it wasn't for those unforeseen events. So, amen. And the last thing that I would say is, if you don't take anything else from this podcast, make sure that every space you occupy, you're doing your best to show up as who you are, all areas of who you are. And not only show up who you are, make sure those areas that you're showing up in and those environments that you are a part of, that you're welcome and wanted as who you are. And making sure that someone wants you as you. Right? Like, there's nothing, everyone should want to grow and everyone should want to encourage other individuals to go. But just as I think in life, everything has balance and discernment. And if I'm not naturally wanted for my different areas in life and who I am and what makes up me, whether that is my intellectualness, my mindset, my personality, my preferences, my race, my likings, my hobbies, I don't want to be there anymore. As I get older, I'm starting to realize that on a day-to-day basis, I don't want to conform or sacrifice core values of who I am, because that is who God made me to be. Now, I do want to be held accountable, and I do want to grow, and I do want to ensure that I'm not tasking and labeling everything under, oh, this is just who I am. No, there is a fine balance and difference that I think all of us should be mindful of, right? But I think that you know your intent, right, when you're entering a space. And it's something to keep in mind, because only you are aware of everything that you think about or that you do. And if you need help with that, if you're having difficulties discerning that, find a trusted advisor, find a trusted friend that you know will tell you the truth in a manner that you can digest and process and be held accountable, so that way you can show up and continuously show up as the best version of yourself and who you are and where you feel good by being you. So that's it. Thank you all for tuning in to another episode of Peace in Mind, where we value our health, our body, and our time. Hope to see you again next week. Bye.
This is the peace that you cannot buy. Finding a way when you cannot see. Man with this system, he cannot pray. I need to find relief.